This is the Bowling Report, your weekly podcast for high scores, highlights, and upcoming events. Brought to you by Burr & Company Insurance, your local auto owner's insurance agency. And now, here's your host, Jim DeGraff.
Thank you very much. Our podcast today is reporting for high scores for week number 23. That's week ending February 10th. And basically, we also have some scores from band from our youth leagues. And we have the final standings in the champions for our Open City Tournament and our Women's City Tournament. But let's start out with the youth scores from band Bowling Center. First of all, high games for this past week was Eden Sin with a high game of 227. Silas Kimber with a high game of 214. And Brandon Galatia with a high score of 211. Eden Sin had a 590 series. Brandon Galatia had a series of 579. And Silas Kimber had a high series of 512. Let's take a look at our Women's City Tournament champions. The team named Acrobab were our champions for Team Event Handicap. The bowlers were Renee Fortney, Caitlin Fortney, Carol Vincent, Stacey Bynes, and Alyssa Fortney. They had an actual score of 27-21, plus their 865 pins handicap gave them the championship total of 35-86. The team event actual champions were Skylar Beverly, Jordan Kirkland, and Chelsea Bosher, Dawn Chamberlain, and Larry Kirkland. They were the Greater Highland USBC All-City team. Lori Kirkland led the way with a 651 series. Jordan Kirk had a 633. Actual total win the team event was 28-36. Iris Wigan won the Simples Handicap Championship. She had a high game of 202. Her handicap score was 781. Tammy Dahlman was our singles actual champion. Game 267, 208, and 215 for 69 actual score. Carla Wigan-Mendenhall and Chris Mendenhall won the doubles event handicap championship. Carla with a series of 5-2, Iris 550, plus their 1,052 handicap, or actual score, plus their 401 pins handicap, gave them a winning total of 1,553. Kelly Pardue and Christina won the doubles event action. They gave an actual score of 1,272. Natasha Yabara won the offense handicap. Natasha was a 119 average bowler. She had a
score of 490, full score of 449, and 14 singles. Her actual total was 1,354. She had 887 pins handicap for the All-Events Handicap Championship with a total of 2251. Christina Sherman won the All-Events Actual with a total of 2,032 pins. Christina had 641 in the team event, a double score of 732, and a single score of 69. Our single seniors championship also went to Iris Hall-Wigan with a score of 781. And Ira won the senior doubles, also with a 1,453. Going over to the Open Championship, team by Doghouse, the team event national championship. Brody Raymond, Randy Stenholm, Jason Hiddens, Brian Martinez, and Derek Laskowski were teammates. They had an actual total of 28-25, plus a handicap of 764 pins, gave them the winning score 35-9. The team event actual champions, Graphic Sign, team number two, Todd Coleman, Kelly Berrig, Jay Duran, Derek Blaski, and Joe Lee, and their actual total was 31-69. Bob Zuber won the single actual with a score of 764. Bob had games 247, 257, and 260 for the 64 total. Jim Post was our singles handicap champion. Jim had gained 224, 265, 257 for a 739 at 62 handicap. His winning total was 811. Jeff Wiest and Dan Sherman were our double handicap champions. Jeff shot a series of 753. Dan Sherman with a series of 718. Their total was 1471. 164 pins handicapped to win the event with a 16-35 total. The doubles actual champions, Nick Coinga and Courtney Snyder, had an 8-11 series. Courtney had 695. Nick's games were 259, 289, and 264. And Courtney's games were 224, 256, and 215. Their actual total was 1,506 pins. The senior doubles champions, once again, were Jack Weiss and Dan Sherman with their 16-35. Singles handicap champion was Jim Post with his 8-11. Our all-events handicap champion was Dean Hellman. Dean had a 592 in the team event, 678 in doubles, 609 in singles. His actual score was 1879. Dean received 405 pin handicap for his total 2284 to be our all-events handicap champion. Our all-events actual champion was Brian Moore. He had actual scores in team event of 652, 784 doubles, and 695 in singles for an actual score of 2131 to win all-events actual. We want to thank all our bowlers that participated in our tournament. I'm distributing all the prize money this week. We had 75 teams that participated in the Open tournament, 21 teams that participated in the Women's tournament. I want to once again thank our tournament sponsors, Jim Rennick with Bourbon Company, Skyhouse Pizza, My Home System, Mervyn Beverage, and Graphic Signs and Embroidery. Let's look at the High Games and High Series, week number 23. The ladies first, Dawn Chamberlain from Thursday Night Misfits bowled the highest game this week of 256. Christina Sherman from Sunshine, 247. Katie Heinen from Sunshine, 238. Meg Bradley, Saturday Night Strikers, 234. Samantha Coleman from Thursday Night Misfits, 216. Also bowling at 216 was Jennifer Servell Thomas from Starlight. Del Guerra from Sunshine, 215. Gordon Kirkland from Sunshine, 214. Joe Handwerk from Sunshine had a game of 213. And Lori Kirkland finishing in the top 10 this week, high game of 211. And Lori bowled that in the Sunshine League. High series for the week for the ladies, Katie Ventinen, 639 Sunshine. Dawn Chamberlain, Thursday Night Misfits, 630. Samantha Coleman, Thursday Night Misfits, 608. Christina Sherman from Sunshine, 603. Megan Bradley from Saturday Night Strikers with 599. Jennifer Servell Thomas from Starlight with 582. Stacey Nolan from George Baker Twin Village League with 549. Iris Mann from Lake Effect with 535. Jane Zichterman from Lake Effect, 557. Two ladies with the final series totals of 526. They were bowled by Diana Bazan and Monica Polis, and they're both from the Starlight League. Let's take a look at the high games and high series for the men for week number 23. From Suburban and Josh Verberg from Suburban both had identical games of 278. Keith Scram from Suburban, 277. Gary Elverson, Suburban, 269. Matt Carson from Businessmen's with a 268. Phil Remelt, Tri-City, 267. Jim Rennick, Tri-City, 265. Robert Ortiz from George Baker Twin Village with a 259. And there were also two more 259 games. One was bowled by Bob Zavrink from Tri-City, another one by Lynn Johnson from Suburban. All three of those bowlers games of 259. In the high series of the week, Bob Zavrink, 751 from Tri-City. Carson from Businessmen's with 733. Josh from Suburban, 735. Scott J. Smith, Tri-City, 717. Ryan James, Tri-City, 715. Paul Remelts, all from Tri-City, 713. Jerry Emerson out of the Suburban League, 711. Linda Johnson from Suburban with 709. Robert Ortiz, George Baker Twin Village, 95. And Ronnie Smith finishing up the series for the week, Tri-City, with 687. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 23.